Philip Semper, Pediatric Research and Cure. Today's date is 02/25/2026. Dictation is for Mr. Thomas Bursch. Bursch spells B-E-R-S-C-H. Thomas spells T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 02/21/1958. This is a 69-year-old gentleman here with pain to his right thumb, period. Patient stated that last night he was doing some work and accidentally suffered a laceration while using a table saw, period. Described pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10, increased with touch. Said pain does not radiate and located the distal surface of his right thumb, period. Next paragraph, review assistant. Patient said he would like to review his labs also. He was here recently to have labs drawn. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes pre next paragraph. A physical exam is alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat 99% of room air, blood pressure is 141/86. Pulse 85, respiration 19, temperature 97.4 pre next paragraph. Right thumb, there is a C-shaped 2 cm. Laceration. No bleeding is minimal. Yes, full range of motion of DIPJ. Cap refill less than 2 seconds. Sensation is normal. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hyperglycemia. Number 2 is right thumb pain. Number 3 is right thumb laceration. Next paragraph. Patient's labs were reviewed. All labs were reviewed. All variables were normal except for mild hyperglycemia. The patient and I discussed treatment options, and he opted for diet and exercises. Open parentheses. Lifestyle changes. Period. Next paragraph. Procedure. Laceration repair. Next line, patient was, procedure was explained to patient. We talk about complications to include infection, poor healing, among many others. Next line, site was cleaned with betadine and sterile water. Next line, the site was pad dry using sterile gauze. Next line, tincture of benzoin was plastered around laceration. Next line, Steri-Strip was used to close laceration. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, after all betadine suppression, all Steri-Strip, a total of 4 Steri-Strips were used, was applied. Site was then wrapped in site was then covered with 2x2 gauze and wrapped with Coban. A aluminum splint was placed for protection. Next line. No complications. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, patient was educated on wound care at home, and he was advised to come back to the clinic if he noticed swelling, redness, pus, or abscess around site. He says he understands and will comply. He was sent home with the following medication: Bactrim, 800/160 mg, Stab, 1 TOBID, 4, 10 days, number 20. Patient was given a tetanus injection. Tetanus 0.5 mils IM. It gave me opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.